Tom C. McKnight, Jr. I'm dictating a neurological report on Vic, V-I-C-K, Warren, W-A-R-R-E-N, middle initial A, address is 15104 Jack Pine Way, Magalia, California, 95954, phone 530-873-2105. ID is XXXXX4869. Date of birth is 5/24/1936. 85-year-old, married, retired man. Insurance is Medicare / AARP, Humana RX. Pharmacy is Rite Aid Magalia, 530-873-0800. It's address 2. Dr. Jamal, J-A-M-A-A-L, alcohol, capital E-L, dash, capital K, H-A-L-M-D. Paradise Medical Group, 6460 Pence Road, Suite A, Paradise, California, 95969-3673. Phone is 530-872-6650. Fax 530-877-2196. The clinical indication, neurological evaluation with history of cognitive decline. Subparagraph, recent brain MR imaging, open systems imaging, 12/12/2021, shows evidence for hippocampal volume loss, findings of microangiopathic white matter disease, and ventricular prominence. Dear Dr. Alcohol and professional colleagues, thank you for referring Vic Warren for neurological evaluation. New paragraph, Vic was seen today accompanied by his wife, who is very supportive and not experiencing memory difficulty. New paragraph, she reports and relates how distressed she has been as her husband has developed difficulty with short-term recollection principally during the last year. New paragraph, they deny having any other serious medical problems. Other than treatment for hypertension, dyslipidemia, new paragraph, he takes age-appropriate medical supplements, including a men's formula multiple vitamin. He sees Dr. Massa for cardiology follow-up. New paragraph, his past medical history is positive for dyslipidemia and cataracts. He has an infectious disease history of chickenpox, measles, and tonsillitis. New paragraph, systematic review of symptoms. He reported, that's ENT, he reported he wears glasses, has reduced hearing, and tinnitus. He denied respiratory symptoms. New paragraph, cardiovascular. He reports a history of chest pain, heart disease, hypertension, dyspnea with exertion, distal edema, and irregular heartbeat. New paragraph, gastrointestinal, he denied symptoms, endocrine, he reports his skin is drier, new paragraph. J, genitourinary, he has nocturia. Hematological, no symptoms reported. Locomotor, musculoskeletal, no symptoms reported. Skin-old age spots, those are all in quotes. Male genitourinary, stands 5 feet 6 inches tall, he weighs 175 pounds. He describes nocturia times 1. He denies other male genitourinary problems. He does not give a history of recent prostate or rectal examination, but his recollection is impaired. New paragraph. Sexual function, he's not sexually active. He did not indicate a history of sexual dysfunction or transmissible disease. New paragraph. Mental health, he reports that he feels depressed, quote, sometimes, unquote. He reports that he feels stressed out when he becomes confused. Neuropsychiatric, he's not been advised to see a psychiatrist. He's not had psychiatric care. He has no history of convulsions, fainting spells, or paralysis. New paragraph, personal safety. There's no history of falls. He lives with his wife. He has tinnitus. He's completed an advanced directive. He denies any form of verbally threatening behaviors, physical or sexual abuse. New paragraph. Personal and family health history. He was born on May 24, 1936. He's 85 years old. New paragraph. His father died in his late 80s from a coronary. His mother died in the early 90s from a coronary. New paragraph. He has multiple half-siblings. Two half-sisters, two half-brothers. Their health is unknown. His wife is age 74 in good health. He has two daughters in their 50s who are in good health. New paragraph. He reported that his family history was positive only for heart disease. He denied, subparagraph, he denied a family history of arthritis, asthma, bleeding tendency, cancer, chemical dependency, convulsions, diabetes, tuberculosis, other hypertension, mental illness, or other serious disease. New paragraph, education. He completed high school in 1955. Social history and health habits. He is married. He takes alcohol rarely. He does not smoke. He does not use recreational substances. He lives with his wife. There are no dependents at home. Occupational concerns, none reported. New paragraph, serious illnesses and injuries, none reported. Operations and hospitalizations. He had a five-way coronary bypass surgery in 2001 with good outcome. Vasectomy was completed in 1971. He denies any prolonged hospitalizations. New paragraph, neuromusculoskeletal review of systems. General, he reports somewhat depressed nervousness, reduced memory, reduced hearing in the past, and slight tinnitus. Head, he denied symptoms. Neck, he denied symptoms, upper back and arms. He denied symptoms, middle back. He denied symptoms, low back. He denied symptoms, shoulder. He denied symptoms, elbows. He denied symptoms, wrists. He denied symptoms, hips, he denied symptoms, ankles, he denied symptoms, feet, he denied symptoms, subparagraph, he does report some distal edema. New paragraph, neurological review symptoms. He denied difficulties with his sense of smell, taste, chewing, swallowing, or phonation. New paragraph. He denied unusual motor weakness or unsteadiness on his feet. History of falls. New paragraph. He denied unusual movements or tremor. New paragraph. He denied unusual sensory changes, numbness, tingling, or paresthesias. New paragraph. He denied tremor, difficulty with movement, or controlling of coordination. New paragraph. He denied dysomnia and problems in sleeping at night. New paragraph. Neurological examination. By observation today, he is well-developed and well-nourished. New paragraph. His recent recollection for presence is absent, but he knows his location, he knows the city, he knows the month, and he knows the date. His wife describes a reduced recollection to more recent items. He is unable to tell me who the last president is that he can remember. New paragraph. Cranial nerve evaluation. There is no facial asymmetry, obvious motor weakness, difficulty with speech, language, swallowing, or phonation. No apparent visual difficulty in recognition. The pupils are symmetrically round, reactive to light and accommodation. Extraocular movements are full and without nystagmus. New paragraph. There's no obvious vertigo. New paragraph. Ambulation is easily accomplished. He rises out of chair without difficulty. New paragraph. Sensory examination was deferred. His deep tendon reflexes are deferred. New paragraph. Cerebellar and extrapyramidal demonstrates no unusual tremor or movements. Evidence for inducible rigidity. No obvious cogwheeling. New paragraph, ambulation is fluid, non-ataxic. New paragraph, diagnostic impression. Vic Warren presents with a history of observed cognitive decline during the last year. New paragraph, his general examination and testing demonstrates difficulty with more immediate memory. Subparagraph, his problems with recollection of presence would suggest a possible underlying encephalopathy. New paragraph, MR imaging of the brain certainly shows evidence of hippocampal atrophy that may be consistent with early manifestations of degenerative dementia, including Alzheimer's disease. New paragraph, recommendations. We are ordering advanced high-resolution neuroquantitative brain MR imaging for dementia evaluation. New paragraph, we provided the National Institute of Health and Neurological Disorders quality of life questionnaires, those are all capitalized, to be completed and returned. New paragraph. They provided me with a copy of your laboratory slip for his next lab draw, and we will draw additional laboratory studies for appropriate dementia evaluation. New paragraph. It would be my impression that he has the early manifestations of degenerative dementia where intervention may be beneficial. Subparagraph, he was previously treated with memantine, which was discontinued for about a year. Subparagraph, his wife reports that she observed more cognitive decline off the medication, which has now been restarted. Subparagraph, the medication should be continued, and I will certainly consider initiating an acetylcholine reuptake inhibitor medication when he returns for further treatment, and we will consider further measures as may be beneficial. And my signature.